Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody have a story to tell. Everybody's dealing with something. Amen. So we're just so happy that you came. Amen. And get you a cup of coffee. Amen. Relax and take some notes this morning. Amen. We want to begin by talking about this gruesome, horrible, crucial evil that's going through the land. Amen. This massacre shooting of hatred and domestic terrorists, anti-government KKK or whatever you, white supremacist or whatever you want to call it. Amen. Praise God. We know, amen, that the enemy is out here. Amen. And we pray for those that are in mourning. Amen. And we just lift them up in prayer. Amen. And that God will comfort the family. Amen. We know, praise the Lord, that many are hurting this morning. They will miss their loved ones. And the Bible says in Matthew 5 and 4, blessed are they, those that mourn, for they shall be comforted. You know, so we want to comfort them, amen, and give our love and prayer out to them. We have a couple scriptures before we get into our lesson this morning outline, amen. And we're just so excited about God. Amen. We want you to look at a couple scriptures. The book of Ecclesiastes, the third chapter. Amen. An interesting book. Amen. It makes you wonder and you question, you know, amen, praise God, the words, amen, that's there. Amen. There are there for a reason. We cannot change anything. Amen. Everything has to take its course. We also want you to look at 2 Timothy, the third chapter, perilous times and perilous men. Amen. We want you to look at that. We also want you to look at Romans, the 8th chapter, and for your consideration, the 28th verse. So we just love the Lord. Amen. Let's get into the Word of God. Ecclesiastes, the 3rd chapter. It says, to everything there is a season. We all understand what seasons are. Amen. There are seasons. You know, today many people are rejoicing what happened. Amen. They're celebrating. Amen. And you have many people that are sad today. Amen. Because of what has happened. Amen. Of their loss. Nevertheless, these things will happen. And I hate to say it so bluntly, but it hurts. Yes, it hurts very much. We all have experienced and dealt with death, the death of our loved ones, people we miss. Amen. But remember now, we're going to see them again. Amen. Especially those that die in the Lord. Amen. So, you know, many people say, well, you know, this is a terrorist attack and this is, you know, anti-government KKK, you know. But, you know, let me tell you what it really, really is. There is a spiritual warfare going on, okay? And it's been going on since the beginning of time. So in order for us to receive knowledge, we should search and seek the Word of God to find out what's ahead of us. We could see our future. Amen. We can know all about the past. We can know everything. We don't have to be blind and ignorant about what is happening. And I know some people turn a deaf ear. Some people don't want to hear it, and they're going to believe what they want. But that's them, okay? We pray for them, and we hope that God will enlighten them. So to everything, there is a season. Seasons will change. Levels will change. People's choices will change. Life itself change. Amen. Go look in the mirror. Amen. And you can look, amen, a picture that you had 25 years ago, or look at a picture that was 10 years ago, and you'll see that seasons are changing. Amen. The scripture had tell us, amen, we like to fade and flower. We bloom so beautiful and so blossom, amen, and after a while we soon fade away. That next verse said, a time for every purpose under the heaven. Well, whose purpose are we talking about? Amen. You say, well, I got goals and I got purposes and I have accomplished this and I have done this. Amen. But who have you done it for? You've done it for yourself. I mean, it's okay, I mean, for your accomplishments. Amen. But don't forget about God. It's what the purpose that God has in store for you, your assignment, amen, is what God is going to look at and judge. Amen. So what we do for Christ will last. Amen. What we do for self, amen, that's just self-gratification, and that's just another word for humanism, you know, self. Self get a vote. Amen. Let's go a little further. It says a time to be born and a time to die. We do not like these words. I told you something about the Ecclesiastes, the third chapter. When we read it, we said, what is going on? Am I going to die? And, you know, things around me, do they have to happen? Yes, because the word, amen, is in place. God put it in place, amen, and these things shall be, amen. And we know that God spoke these things because of what happened in the Garden of Eden that determines the clock to go the way it's turning. Amen. So God always have a wrath. You know, when I say wrath, I'm talking about he always have a rescue. He knows how to throw that rescue wrath out there, amen, to rescue you, amen. So you, amen, can make the difference. You can be changed, amen. We know we're born here. Every man is born, amen, praise God. And every man that's born is a few days and full of trouble. And I said earlier, and I'm going to say it again, until I get you to understand and get you to understand that we are in a spiritual warfare. Amen. So what you need to do is get your assignment from God. Amen. Amen. And fulfill your purpose, because what we're going to do, we're going to win this battle. And you're in this battle whether you know it or not. Amen. Praise God. We can look at those nine people that died, amen, on Wednesday. Look, we got to turn too. So, you know, it's going to happen. But these people have been martyred, amen, praise God. Many have been slaughtered for the name of Jesus Christ, amen. Death, amen, all around us. If you could look over in ISIS, if I'm saying that correct, Iraq, they call it ISIS, and all over the country, people are dying because of the name of Jesus Christ. But I want you to know, amen, there's going to be a celebration, amen, when God bring all his people together. And that next verse says, and a time to die, a time to die. Everything's going to die. Everything God created, he made. That right there should tell you there is someone greater than all of us. There is a supreme being, amen, and he has all control, time and space in his hand. And once we ever realize that and get off our high horses and get out of, you know, this carnalism, our minds are carnal and we only see through our five senses and we only just believe in what we see and what we hear and evidence what man has accumulated. But I keep telling you, that's humanism. Amen. Self get a vote. Amen. That means moral, amen, purpose. And because of purpose, let me tell you something, may not be God's purpose. So there's a time to die. You say, well, yes, we all going to leave here. Let me put it that way. But I want you to know that those that die in the Lord, they don't die. They sleep from their labor. I can give you some encouraging words, amen, that we going to go one day where the wicked is ceased from trouble and the weary shall be at rest. Okay, a time to plant. We know it's a time to plant. Amen, praise God. And I'm not always talking about a harvest, a natural harvest, amen. But it's time to plant your feet on solid ground. It's time for you to plant the word of God in your heart. It's time for you to meditate on God's word and get connected with God. Amen. Getting connected to the one that saved you, that created, that gave you life. Amen. You are missing out. You are missing out the best part. And the best part is getting connected with God because he made you in his image. You have to hear it. You have to connect. And when I say connect, this is a personal relationship between you and your Savior. You need to talk to God because God is the only one that can fix your situation. Amen. Praise God. Man can't do it. Man making a mess of the whole world. Amen. God put him in the garden. Told him to tilt it, take care of it. He messed that all up. Amen. And then Jesus came back, sacrificed, and did what he did. Amen. Now he put it in our hands, and we didn't do no better than Adam. So the thing about it, we can't accuse Adam and blame Adam for what's going on because Jesus Christ done came and done away with that. So we have a chance, amen, to make it right. So we got to plant Jesus in our home, plant God in our life. Plant God in our mind and our spirit, okay? So don't be afraid, amen, to talk to him. You talk to yourself anyway, so you might as well talk to someone that can hear you and will answer you. Praise the Lord. And it says in the next verse, in the time to pluck up what is planted, okay? So the devil going to come and try to steal the seed. Amen. He's going to come, everything you put in you, everything spiritual, amen, he's going to try to pluck it up. He wants to destroy. He come to kill, steal, and destroy. But you can't let him. The word of God said, put on the whole armor of God that you might be able to stand in the wicked and the evil time that we're living in. I want to jump around a little bit. I just don't want to stay on this. Amen, because I'm getting stirred up here because the Bible let us know, amen, and we can't ignore the word and sweep it under the rug like God didn't say nothing. It's not important what he said. You better start looking at the word of God and start knowing what your future is going to be, amen, and how you going to deal with your future because these things must be, these things are coming according to his word because God said it will happen, amen. If you look at Timothy, if you look at the book of Timothy, and let's look at Timothy, I guess the third chapter, well, I can just quote the scripture. That's why you need the word in your heart because you trying to flip through the pages, that's not going to help. You got to get the word in your heart. But he said, perilous times shall come. Shall is God's guarantee that it's going to happen. But we can take cover. We can take shelter. We can have a defense for protection. Do you understand that? We can war. We war, amen. We fought for everything else. Amen. Praise God. There's been civil wars. War number one, war two. Amen. they warn right now. Let me tell you something. People are desperately are fighting for what they believe is right. Amen. And I don't want you to, amen, take this lightly, that we are in a spiritual warfare. And just because you haven't seen the enemy yet, that does not mean that Satan does not exist. He exists. Why you think everything's going wrong in your life? Why you think every time, amen, you try to do good, evil always present? Why do you think, amen, when you want to do something good, something else telling you to do the opposite? So we need to, amen, praise God, sharpen our tools, amen, and get in the spirit, because the only thing that you're going to receive, amen, from God, amen, is through his spirit by faith, amen. It's not a natural thing that you're dealing with. God wants you to, amen, open your eyes so that you can see. He wants you to see that, you know, this is not all to it. He wants you to see, amen, when you get connected, you'll get revelation knowledge. Your eyes become open, amen, and you begin to see things just the way God sees them, amen. And you're not going to be so troubled, but you're going to pray and you're going to continue victory in the name of Jesus, because you know that God has a better place. Amen. God has prepared a better place for them that love him, those that sacrifice, those that died for his name's sake. Many people forget what Jesus did. Many people didn't mourn, amen, and cried, and amen, and had no sad face when he died, okay? Many, amen, praise God, was rejoicing. Amen, thought they did a service. Praise God, they thought that they were doing God a favor. Amen, when he gave his only begotten son, amen, his only son for our sins, amen, took the sin upon us, I mean on his shoulder, amen, and died for us. He did, he died for us, and the appreciation that he gets today. Many, amen, praise God, is fighting God, and amen, we know that some are sold out to the devil, so we know that, you know, these things must be, it's nothing new to us. We know that Satan is fighting us on every hand, and that's what he does. That's what he's gifted in, and that's what he's gifted, and he's very skillful in doing evil. Amen. He's a liar, he's a robber, and he's a thief. Amen. And once you find that out, amen, you will fight for your life. You understand me? You will fight for your family. You will fight for everything. Amen. And destroy that devil everywhere he come, everywhere he show up. You will know him. When you see him, amen, and how he will use other people, amen. And I don't want to get into all the debt, because we don't have all the time, amen. This morning I'm just excited and I'm stirred up, because God is still on the throne, amen. People have been dying ever since the day God said man was going to die. He hasn't stopped dying yet. What is it going to take to convince you that God is real? What would it take to convince you to get your life straightened out? I'm not only talking to the sinner, man. I'm talking about hypocrites. We're talking about people that say they love God, but they're backsliding. We got people, amen, that said they love God, but they have a form of godliness, but denying the power there are. We have people, amen, praise God, that sacrifice, amen, and they burn incense, amen, to a God, amen, that is not even, look, he doesn't even accept it. Because of the lifestyle that we live, and because we take his word and bring it to an open shame. Jesus is soon coming back, very soon. So we know that perilous times will come, and God is doing a wonderful thing. And we got Elder Amen here, and he's going to share some of this scripture with us, amen, in the word of God. I get stirred up here, but you know what? You should be stirred up too. Because we're living in a time, amen, it's time to do something. Man cannot control what's going on, but we can go to a God that can control and deliver us out of the wicked hands of Satan.
Now, as Pastor Livingston was saying, it's okay. As Pastor Livingston was saying, coming from Ecclesiastes chapter 3. In verse 1, it says, to everything there is a season. Now, all of us as individuals have different seasons in our lives, okay? And different things happen during different seasons. You have seasons where you get promotions. You have seasons where you, if you have a family, your children grow up and they're no longer with you. And you have all these different seasons in life, okay? Because life is life consists of seasons. But during seasons, different things happen. Now, as regards the events that happened these past few days with the evil intent and conspiracy to kill those people that was carried out by that young man, you must realize that in this world, okay, if people do not know God or have a personal relationship with God, evil spirits can affect, you know, can talk to their mind. And some people, when they submit to the voice of these evil spirits, go about doing certain things, okay, that are malicious and hateful in nature that don't have anything to do with God. And they, you know, Satan is a murderer, okay? It says, the thief cometh not but to steal, to kill, and to destroy. Those people who died, their lives were stolen off this earth, okay? They were murdered, of course, and but however, the thief did not destroy them, okay? He may have destroyed their body, but he did not destroy their spirit and soul, okay, because they knew God. So the enemy is just going around doing what he does, okay? And you can't look at it as all of the murders that are occurring in this world, you can't be looking at them like, well, it was racially motivated. That's not the root cause. The root cause of all of this evil is sin and the devil, okay? And he just uses these things as excuses to give an excuse about why he did what he did. But there's there isn't any excuse. All the excuses for the evil that are done in the spiritual. You must examine the spiritual realm to find the root cause of why it happened. Okay? So, in other words, I'll give you an example. Say when people have children, all right? Children don't know nothing about no racism and prejudice. That's a learned behavior that they acquire either from the environment or the society, right? And that acquired behavior comes from spirits that are operating from either their people that are bringing them up or whatever, all right? And when the word of God is not available to the environment or to the hearing of the individuals or the kids growing up or the people, all right, then what's going to happen is you're going to have all these perversions going on where people are going to be being victims of malicious acts. But the malicious acts themselves have no root cause in any type of entity or something you could specify as being, well, it happened because they was black, or it happened because they was white. That don't have nothing to do with nothing, okay? You poor because, you just can't learn nothing. Look, all of these things are excuses to camouflage and mask the root cause of the evil that's being done, all right? Now it says in the first verse of Ecclesiastes chapter 3, to everything there is a season and a time for every matter or purpose under heaven, all right? Purpose under heaven means spiritual purposes that are godly under heaven, not, you know, a godly person has a godly season. A wicked person or evil person has wicked seasons where they plot out, like my wife was talking about, the ISIS, okay? Now, what is ISIS? ISIS stands for Islamic State, Iraq and Syria, all right? And these, that whole Muslim Brotherhood thing over there, whatever it is, that's another thing, all right? That's an ideology that's based on a cultic false religion and disguises itself with the purposes of using military force to kill people. All right, now, there's nothing godly about that, but that's the season that ISIS has. They have a season of iniquity, murder, and confusion. That's what they do. That's what the devil does, and he's their father. He's the father of all wickedness. He's the father of all evil. And he conceives evil in the minds of hearts of the men on this planet who submit to it daily. All right? Now, in the second verse, it says, a time to be born and a time to die. All right? Now, a time to be born, as far as I'm concerned, is to be born again. Okay? In other words, surrender yourself and surrender your life to Jesus Christ. So you are born again believer in Jesus Christ. And a time to die, that means you die to the world, the flesh, and the devil. You die to the five senses, you know, the five sense realm, where we get all of our information fed into our soulless realm, which feeds our soulless realm. But if your spirit does not control your soulless realm, then those all of that information that's going into the intellect or to the mind in the soulless realm will dominate and control your life, okay? And apart from God, and all of that started in the Garden of Eden when Adam, you know, separated from God. That's how come we got this great big thing going on now, okay? You have to surrender your life to God or face the consequences. Now, like my wife said, we all have a vote. Well, all right, what does that mean? Well, what that means is God has a vote, Satan has a vote, and we have a vote. But we sandwich, we're right in the middle between God and Satan. That's where the warfare is going on, because Satan is trying to get our soul to destroy it, and God is trying to get us to have accountability and come to the recognition that the price has been paid for our iniquity so that we can be saved and save it, all right? But we and our will in the soulless realm have to make the final decision, whether we want to go inside with God or whether we don't want to listen to what God has to say, and we want to go about doing things the way we want to do it. We want to put ourselves on the throne. As my wife said, that's humanism, and humanism basically means that man is an amoral creature, okay? Humanism has to do with amoral. God has to do with moral. The Bible is a book of morality and integrity. Okay. Now, humanism has to do with amoral. Amoral means there's no morals. I make up the rules as I go along, and whatever I say is the way it is. Okay. So what happens is man in his intellect sets up his intellect without God in it as God, and he dictates all of his roamings and all of his fantasies and everything that he does from his corrupt nature of the carnal man to go about doing all kinds of iniquity. All right. Now, it says in the second chapter, I mean the second verse of Ecclesiastes chapter 3, a time to plant and a time to pluck up what is planted. Now, you have to plant the word of God in your spirit. If you plant the word of God in your spirit, the time to be to pluck it up is will be when the adversary tries to come against your mind. You won't have to look to pluck it up. All right? It will just be provided for you to just grasp and you know, get rid of all of the fiery darts that he's aiming at you, okay? Because everything the enemy's going to come at you with is going to be aimed at your mind to try to get you to lie, to try to get you to reason evil, to try to get you to listen to his lies and try to be hypnotized with his words, okay, which are basically nothing more than witchcraft, all right? When he's trying to get you to do something that you don't want to do. Now, in verse 3, it says, a time to kill and a time to heal, a time to break down, and a time to build up. Now, a time to kill is when you kill your flesh, okay, to this world and this desires. That's the time to kill. I'm not talking about you going out here and you looking for somebody to shoot or you looking for some kind of creature that God put on this earth to kill. I'm talking about you want to kill the carnal nature, a time to kill, okay? And a time to heal. Now, I didn't say that when you kill the carnal nature while you're going about trying to kill the carnal nature, that it's going to be easy, okay? But, you know, my time will lose me, you know. Maybe I can continue this discussion another time. I just want you all to remember, okay, that a time to kill and a time to heal, when you kill and put the flesh to death, then you have to, only when you can heal and mend yourself, is you just, all you have to do is saturate your mind with the word of God daily, and God will piece by piece heal your wounded soul from your previous life. Now, I hope that's something out of my little brief discussion. May God bless you all.
There you have it. And I thought about Solomon, amen, in my conclusion, amen, in that 16th verse, amen, of that book of Ecclesiastes, the third chapter, he said, also under the sun, the place of judgment, that wickedness was there, and the place of righteousness, that iniquity was there. Amen. So I want you to know, amen, do not close your eyes, amen, and sweep it under the rug as though nothing has happened. So, Father, we thank you, Lord, for the word of God. We ask you, God, to touch hearts, mend the soul, bless those that are mourning, God, and comfort them, Lord. We ask you, Lord, to open the eyes of your people that they may see, and God, that we may carry out your purpose according to your will. In Jesus' name, we love you and God bless you.